This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. We are moving right along here. I was talking about the NFL playoffs and the fact that if you look at the way that the NFL is playing, the pendulum has swung a little bit backwards, back towards running the ball. And I think that, you know, the Steelers, believe it or not, by adding a quarterback's coach this week, may have actually taken a step in the right direction as well. And that's because, really, if you look at what Matt Canada does well, you know, I think that they have a chance to add some things that really will, you know, make the most out of the running back talent that they have. I know there's a little bit of a fallacy that, you know, the Steelers, that anybody can run the ball like the Titans, and obviously having Derrick Henry helps a great deal. But, that being said, I think the Steelers can absolutely get better at running the ball. And I think a part of it is a big part of the problem they had last year. I don't know that they were committed enough to it, but I also don't know that they ran the ball intelligently. I don't. I think that, you know, they ran the ball into a wall because of the way that they lined up on offense. And the way that they, you know, they had all those jumbo packages. I didn't like it at all. I thought that they should have tried to run the ball out of more looks that were, you know, what I would call, you know, passing looks. Where there was more spread. There was more ability to, you know, maneuver and operate. That's what I think they should have tried to do. They didn't do a really good job of it. I thought that they were stubborn in the way that they ran the ball. I thought that they were unrealistic in the way that they ran the ball. I think that that's the thing. I mean, it's just one of those things when, I don't know. This is something that they can do and get better at. And then you get better at doing that, the whole offense gets better. And I think that if the whole offense gets better, you know, you're in a good place where, you just, with your defense, you're going to give yourself a chance next year to win. I don't think that the formula for them winning next year is going to be Ben Roethlisberger throwing the ball all over the field. I just don't think that's the way they're going to win. I think that if they can run the ball and establish the fact that they can do it with authority and do it when they want to do it, if that's the way they're going to play, run the ball and have Ben beat you with his arm, you know, when he needs to, and make it easy for him to, and make it easy for him to make throws, you know, then they become a team that can get back into the conversation for, you know, a Super Bowl. But I don't know that they're necessarily there. I think the big thing is, the big thing, to me at least, is that they've got to retool their offense. It's not just about Ben. But a good first step was adding Matt Canada. You know, I believe that adding a guy like that is what they needed. They needed to add somebody who is going to bring more to the table than what we've seen from them. And I think that, you know, you start there. The next step is fixing the offensive line and figuring out what they need to do there. And to me, when you look at who they've got, you know, probably we've seen the last of Ramon Foster. Probably, you know, you look at guy like even Alejandro Villanueva. It seems like he's going to be around, but he's somebody maybe they could cut. They've got, you know, Matt Filer. They've got B.J. Finney. They've got Chuck Okorafor. They've got Zach Banner. They've got a lot of younger guys that they could put in and plug in. But they've got to get that solidified. The most important area, though, to me, you know, people have talked about running back and they've talked about, receiver. And obviously you can always add players there. But to me, once you get the offensive line solidified, they've got to figure out what they're doing at tight end. And the thing about it is, I don't want to hear about Vance McDonald anymore. You want to tell me, you know, he's an very expensive player who is never healthy. And I don't think that, you know, to me, you want to spend that much money on a guy who's never healthy. And, you know, that's where you're at. Like, this is a position that they need to get much better at. I know having Ben back will help in some regard there, and all that stuff. I think that, though, you know, I just don't know how much Vance McDonald has left to give them. And that's, I don't know. That's, to me, the biggest thing they've got to do in the offseason. They've got to figure it out. And they've got to figure out how they're going to make it all work with their salary cap, because obviously they've got some defensive players they've got to sign to some big numbers. So, you know, to me, if you ask me to prioritize this Steelers team, I've said it before, the first thing they need is an offensive coordinator. Well, they didn't change offensive coordinators, but I think the addition of Matt Canada, I can live with it. Provided he has the kind of impact on the offense that Terrell Austin had on the defense. I can live with that. Second thing I said was they need to figure out the offensive line. I'm going to assume they've got a plan there. They've got a lot of bodies. They've got a lot of different ways they can go. They got a lot of different things they can do. But what is their plan? And so there's the second step. The third step to me is the tight end position. You know, if they can add a running back, fine. I'm also of the opinion James Conner is good enough if he could stay healthy. Can he stay healthy? We've seen no evidence that he can, but if he can, and he can play 14 games even out of 16, you know what? You're okay at running back. But the one thing that we saw this year that they cannot do is go back to this nonsensical running back by committee where it seems like everybody has to touch the ball. I don't like that. I would like to see a situation where James Conner gets the majority of the carries, the ones he doesn't get, Benny Snell gets. And then on third down, you've got Jalen Samuels to be your third down guy. I thought one of the biggest problems they had this year, they tried too hard to outthink themselves. They used too many players. They used too many different kinds of looks and formations and this and all. They just, there was too many guys that they kept putting into the game. They weren't playing their best players the majority of the time, and that's a problem. To me, anytime they had two receivers on the field, if Juju Smith-Schuster was healthy, it should have been him and Deontay Johnson and James Washington. Those three guys should have been on the field every play that you had three receivers or more. And anytime you had two receivers, it should have been two of those three. Because when you're, you know, when you're crippled at one position, you've got to, you know, you've got to basically, you know, compensate for it. And the way that you compensate for it is real simple. You put your best guys out there. So, you know, I do think that there is something to be said for what, you know, the Steelers already have on their roster, but they've got to get better. They've got to get better. And they've got to get better in a lot of different areas, but especially, to me, their number one need is tight end. And if they don't go out and sign a tight end, then I think that they're probably, you know, they're not giving themselves the best chance to win. Because that's really where they struggled the most. It'll be interesting to see, though, how it goes and how far it goes. But to me, this is a team that probably is not as close to a Super Bowl contender as some people think it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.